You know, I mean, let's just start there. That's a pretty rare thing today, isn't it? I mean, like, people, even in corporate America, there was a time when people started with a company and stayed with that company. That's not the world that we live in anymore. It's a very rare thing that you see people with a company for 20 plus years. So I'm very happy about that. I feel very blessed and privileged for what's happened in my life. Dave talked about my not-so-prestigious background. I was in high school for 6 years. About how many years should you be in high school, give or take? On average, it's about four. I had three senior years, which is, there's no punchline. That is just, that's it. It's, you know, I had three senior years. I did graduate, so I'm really happy about that. It was one of the greatest days of my life up to that point, because I had a lot of people telling me, you know, drop out, go get a trade, you're wasting your time. And I was like, no, you know, I got to figure this high school thing out. I went to college. I was in college for 5 years. How many went to college? Show of hands. Okay, I went to college for 5 years, and when I was done there, I was a sophomore, so that wasn't a good, you know, I was kind of groundhog day. I dropped out of college. I moved back to Texas. I went to college in Provo, and then moved back to, or Orem, actually. Went back to Texas and bounced around from job to job. Anybody had done blue-collar work? You know, blue-collar work is cool if you're built for blue-collar work. But if you're not, you know, like, I have really soft hands. So that's kind of a problem. And I did everything you could do in a restaurant. And before Legal Shield, I was working at Chili's. I was making $200-$300 a week in tips. And I was transitioning into a new job. And in the new job, they wanted to ship me out to New Jersey to relocate my whole life out there. And I just thought, so I had this opportunity to move to New Jersey for a startup company or build Legal Shield. And I decided to build Legal Shield. And what happened for me was pretty incredible. The best year of my life, think about this, adult male living in America, the best year of my life prior to Legal Shield was $14,000 at 27 years old. Yeah, that was the best year of my life. So I get started in Legal Shield. I start building part-time. And my first year in Legal Shield, I made more than my part-time, I made more money than my best year full-time working a job. So my first year on Legal Shield was $21,000. Would that help anybody, an extra $21,000? And isn't that the key word, extra, right? An extra $21,000. In my second year, I made $44,000 working part-time with Legal Shield. It's getting better, yes? Now, $44,000 back then was greater than the average household income, meaning everybody in the house, their incomes combined, were less than $44,000. So I was really happy to have made $44,000 in a year working part-time in Legal Shield. In my third year in Legal Shield, third full year, that would have been 2002, I earned $144,000 from Legal Shield. And I never thought I'd ever make a six-figure income doing anything in my life. And that was in 2002, and I've never earned less than $100,000 a year with Legal Shield since 2002. And I do not say that to impress anybody, because there are people in this room doing as well or better, but to impress upon you that the opportunity, you know, is alive and well in America today, that grassroots capitalism is a great path for people to escape whatever they might be struggling with in their life. So in the money I've talked about, but it's not the money that I value. It's the freedom that the money purchases that I value. Everybody with me on that? Like, the freedom to eat what you want to eat, the freedom to go where you want to go, the freedom to do what you want to do, and the freedom to not have a job. How many of you would like to not have a job? Anybody? I mean, some of you love your jobs, and that's great. My dad loved his job, too, until one day he went to work and they said, you don't have one anymore. 61 years old, 2 weeks before Christmas, 6 months before retirement. So anyway, let's dive in. Let's first have this discussion. There is a strategy that society has established for us for how to make money, how to operate in this society. And it sounds like this, and some of y'all may have heard this. We are supposed to go to school and get good grades so that we can go out and get a job. Does anybody have a different strategy that society is raising us up with? Does anybody have a different one? I mean, isn't that weird? Like, I think it's so weird that societally we have been enculturated to go down one path, just one path. And does anybody know what the average, and this is from private school to public school colleges, do they know what the average that you're going to spend to get a four-year degree right now? Does anybody know? It's $100,000. Now, do people have $100,000 to pay for college? No. So what are they doing? So they're going into debt, and they're getting loans, and they're financing it. And aren't we in a crisis right now as far as that goes? Yes. Now, what percentage of the population that went to school, got good grades, got a good job, took on this huge loan, what percentage of those people are happy, wealthy, free, contented, enjoying their life? Right? I mean, it's a very small percentage. So in other words, we have this loud megaphone saying, go to school, get good grades, get a good job, work for another company, another man, another woman, build their dreams for 40 years, not your own. Don't worry about your dreams, your freedom, your goals, your aspirations, your wants, your needs, your wishes. Don't worry about that. We just want you to go to school, get good grades, take our loan, go to our school, get our indoctrination, you know, learn our philosophies, our ideology, our ideas. You go work for someone else, show up early, stay late if you want to get a raise. Right? Not for your job, not for your wants and wishes, but for somebody else. You're building their dream. And if you're lucky, you work in that environment for 40 years. And how many people are retiring in bliss after 40 years in corporate America? Just think about that. It's like, who is the salesperson that sold us on that plan? You know, that is incredible. Now, I do want to make space for those who do travel that path and they're contented and happy and successful throughout all of their life. There is that percentage. What boggles my mind, though, is that the overwhelming majority of the people that travel that path at the age of 65 are far, vastly far from where they wish they would have been at that time in their life. So, is it feasible to consider the possibility that there might be a better way? Yes or no? I mean, I don't want to preach. I just want to ask some questions, guide you through this. Yes, there might be a better way. The question is, what is it? What is the better way? I mean, if you could retire at 65, might you be able to retire at 64? Yes or no? Okay. When are we allowed to retire? I asked a friend of mine, she's a nurse recently, I said, when do we get to retire? She said, without a thought, when we're 65. And I said, that's the wrong answer. You can retire at any point. It's your life. Isn't that weird? So weird. How we've abdicated, how we have surrendered, how we've given our life, everything to, when we don't even know who they are. Isn't that weird? For instance, we get our kids up, we cart them off to school, and none of us know the curriculum. None of us know who gathered that curriculum. None of us know who aggregated the curriculum. None of us know what the curriculum even is, but we don't even think about it. We just get them up, take them to school. And this is what I mean. Many of us are living our lives unconsciously. We're not consciously thinking about what we're doing. We don't challenge things. We just, you know, if the masses are doing it, then it must be safe. It must be good. It must be effective. It must work because the masses are doing it. So what I'm here today to do is to offer you a better way. Is that all right? And a better way, in my opinion, is learning to employ yourself. A better way is working harder on yourself than you do on your job. A better way is to put so much value within yourself that value spills over into the marketplace, and the marketplace now starts paying you more money. For example, if your skills look like this, And all you can do, if you sell cars, let's say, for a living, you're Larry H. Miller somebody, and you're selling cars, and your skills are like this, and all you can do is sell a car a month, one car per month, do you get paid for selling the car? Yes. Your skills are like this, so how much are you getting paid? Not very much. You're getting paid a commission on one car. Well, what if you enhanced your skills and marketability and you learn the products better, and you learn sales better, and you learn communication better, and you now are far more valuable as a person, might you be able to sell more cars? Yes or no? Now you're selling more cars. Did your income go up? Yes. Now, here's the mistake that we make. The mistake that we make is, I made more money because I sold more cars. No. You make more money now because you're more valuable. Everybody get it? It's not because you're selling more cars. Now, if you sold more cars 1 month and then you dropped back down to one and then the next month it was one and one and one, well, you made more money that month because you sold more cars. Does that make sense? You didn't make more money that month because you became more valuable. You just happened to have a lucky bump. But if your income goes up like this and you start to see monthly gains and annual gains in your income, it's not because you're selling more cars. It's because you've made yourself what? More valuable. That is a far better plan. Making yourself more valuable. See, going to college is one way that we make ourselves more valuable. Yes or yes? Going to college, that's a way. That's how you do that. You go there to enhance your education, to kind of learn about the world and things, and maybe your specialized knowledge. The crazy part is it is only one of an innumerable ways to make yourself more valuable. If you learn and master communication outside of college, might that make you more valuable than if you had gone to college for 4 years? Y'all tell me. Might it? Yes or no? If you master leadership, if you master public speaking, if you master sales, if you master marketing, online or offline, and you just master that outside of college, isn't that a way to make yourself more valuable? So, entrepreneurialism is a path, but if you don't work on yourself, entrepreneurialism is very, very hard. Why is it hard? I'll give you an example. We were having a discussion last night. The CEO of one of the gentlemen that were in the room last night, the CEO makes $6 million a year. Is that too much? If the marketplace gave it to him, it's exactly what he should be getting. Now, if there's funny business going on, the board or the CEO or somebody's going to get fired, yes? Yes? Okay. But if there's no funny business going on and they keep giving him $6 million, he's worth about what? $6 million. How do we know that? Because that's what the marketplace is giving him. Everybody got it? See, I learned this the hard way. Somebody said, you know, you're about a $10,000 a year kind of guy. I said, what are you talking about? I'm worth more than $10,000 a year. No, you're not. Yes, I am. Are you kidding me? No, to the marketplace, you're a $10,000 a year kind of guy. You want to know how I know how? Because that's what the marketplace pays you. Ooh, that's tough, isn't it? So being an entrepreneur is a great new path, but you've got to toughen up your skin and learn some skills. And that's really what we're talking about today. I'm going to talk about an entrepreneurial venture, and on the backside of this presentation, I'm going to talk about some of the skills, the philosophies, the attitude, the beliefs that we've got to have to excel in this environment. Fair enough? All right, so I used up all my time, so we're just going to look at a couple pictures. We'll look at a couple pictures, and then we'll get into some of the fun stuff. All right, this is not working. Do I need to do something here? Anybody? So we're here to talk about a company called Legal Shield. We're going to look at it through the lenses of business. In business, the best business models of today are simple, disruptive, they're noble, and they're participating in the mobile app economy, the mobile app revolution. Here's a few examples. Uber, anybody ever taken a taxi cab in your life? It's kind of a gross experience, isn't it? It's like it's inconvenient. You never know when they're going to show up. Uber came in, solved all those problems. You push a button, somebody comes to pick you up. Netflix, how many of you went to Blockbuster? Not only how many of you, because I know we've all done it, but how many times have we gone to Blockbuster over all those years back when there was Blockbuster, only to find out that the new releases are out of stock, right? I mean, it's just like, that was just kind of a dumb business model. If you get up, get dressed, get in the car, and go to buy a product, the product better be there, yes? But so many times the product wasn't there. Netflix now, we stream all of our information. Legal Shield, similarly, using an attorney, typically in the past, kind of a gross experience. It's expensive. You don't know who to call. You don't know if they're going to call you back. You don't know if they're an expert in the area of law in which you have the question. So Legal Shield has simplified this so much. They've aggregated the best attorneys in the country, and all you've got to do, no matter what your legal question is, if you have a legal question, you don't have to know anything other than tap a button on a mobile app. How many of you can do that? Say aye. Pretty simple stuff, right? So you have a legal question, a family legal question. What do? You tap the app. You have a legal question in Nebraska about something going on in Nebraska. What do? tap the app. No matter what situation you're dealing with, you simply tap the app. It's affordable, accountable, responsible. I'm not going to spend a lot of time here. Here's what I want you to know. We're over 46 years old, Legal Shield now. We have withstood the most brutal test, which is the test of time. Can we all agree with that? We were number one in the NASDAQ exchange, number one on the American Stock Exchange, got to as high as number 13 on the New York Stock Exchange. All of that was prior to a $1 billion transaction to take us from a publicly traded company to now a privately owned company. Question for you. If you're going to spend $1 billion on anything, are you going to do some research or just roll the dice? So if you want to research our company, feel free. We invite you to do that. We're happy to have you do that. But just know you'll be researching the researchers, right? I mean, they didn't write that big check before they had done incredible research. We're going to go through a bunch of slides here. Let me just fast forward. So here's our app. You have a legal question, tap the button. You have unlimited personal legal advice, which means you can call your attorney how many times? What was the key word? Unlimited. You can call your attorney as many times as you want. You can talk for how long? Okay. On how many issues? If that's all we had, isn't that enough? Wouldn't that be enough? Most people, when they have a legal question, what do? In America? They're Google. Yeah. They Google it. What did we do before Google? Yeah. Crazy. They'll write letters and make phone calls on your behalf. Anybody ever been in a situation where you wanted to say, or maybe you did say, you're going to hear from my attorney? Anybody? Now you can say that and mean that. And here's the thing, y'all. This is not about having a big stick on somebody's head and manipulating people and taking advantage of the situation. Here's what this is about. Somebody has hurt you, harmed you in some way. Doesn't it only make sense that you be made whole? Yes or no? That's what we're talking about. You know, somebody ripped you off. They took $280 out of your bank account. Shouldn't you get that $280 back? And if you wrote them a letter on your Snoopy letterhead, you know, how effective is that? You know, but wouldn't it be more powerful to have an attorney write a letter to them? And that's what we're talking about. Just leveling the playing field and making yourself whole. Contracts and documents. How many of you ever signed something you wish you wouldn't have? You know, one woman yelled out, my wedding certificate. Gosh, get her out of the room. She's drinking again. She always shows up. So if you have a contract or document up to 15 pages in length, just send it to your attorneys. Send it to your attorneys, let them review it and tell you if it's a good or a bad document and whether or not you should sign it. One of our members in Southern California, they're buying a pre-owned Escalade. They're getting ready to sign the document. There was a several thousand dollar charge written in the contract for dealer prep. Y'all know what dealer prep is? It's a car wash. It was a $3,500 car wash at 5.5% interest over 5 years. One phone call to their attorney. The attorney says, no, don't do that. Scratch all that out, initial it, and sign it. They did that, saved them $3,500 on that one transaction, having that one document reviewed by their attorney. So next time somebody says sign here, say thank you, I'm going to have this sent to my attorney, and I'll get back to you. IRS audit assistance. Anybody ever been audited by or live in fear of being audited by the IRS? I mean, it is a, I've never had that experience, thank goodness, but I have been under the IRS gun in the past, and it was really incredible because I called Legal Shield and I said, hey, this is what the IRS is saying. And my attorney said, call the auditor back or call the investigator back and tell them this, 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 and this. So I called the investigator back, said, hi, my name's Chris Hughes, you know, file name or case number, whatever. I just got off the phone with my attorney. She said to tell you this and this and this. There was a pause on the other end of the phone. That was back in 2003, I think, and that situation went away. One phone call with my attorney. So IRS audit assistance, yes. And who's, y'all, who's suing who in America today? Can you sue anybody for any reason at any time? Yeah. And if you get sued, you've got to answer or you lose by. And I don't know if you've ever been sued before. I've been sued. But if you get sued, this is how the conversation goes. You call an attorney that will take the case that can handle a case like that. And what they want is they want a big check up front. And then they'll bill you at $200, $300, $400 an hour against that big check. When that big check is depleted, now they want another big check. Right? And you just play that game until the lawsuit is settled. Well, with Legal Shield, if somebody sues you, it works so differently. You get a lawsuit in the mail, you what? Tap the app, I'm being sued, send it in. You've got pre-trial and trial hours to help you with that lawsuit. should that ever happen, a civil lawsuit in your life. So that's covered as well. Family domestic services, 90-day waiting period, uncontested divorce, adoption, separation, and name change, all covered with Legal Shield. There is incredible value here. And here's what I want you to be thinking about. Do y'all know what the average attorney from New York to L.A., from the worst to the best, is charging average? Do you know what it is per hour? It's north of $300 per hour. Average. That's crazy, isn't it? That's really crazy. So I want you to think about what it would cost you, unlimited consultation for you, your spouse, and all of your dependent children, unlimited consultation. They're going to write letters for all of you, make phone calls, one letter or call per subject matter, contracts and documents, IRS audits and civil lawsuits, and those other services that we talked about, even speeding tickets, moving traffic violations. You get a ticket. Wouldn't it be nice on the side of the road? And unfortunately, I just had to do this in Virginia. But state trooper, no, he was a sheriff, pulls me over in this tiny little town, and he hooked me up and, like, dropped my speed by 15 miles an hour or whatever. He gave me a ticket for failure to observe a traffic sign, you know, instead of the speed, because he was like, why are you going so fast? I go, man, I was looking for the sign. I was looking for the sign. I didn't see a sign. So I got a ticket for not seeing the sign, which was great because it was a far cheaper, fine. So it was right on the side of the road. Open up my app, take a picture of the ticket, set the court date, look at the court date. There's the court date. Hit submit. It went off to my law firm where I live in Idaho. My law firm in Idaho contacted the law firm in Virginia. The law firm in Virginia gives me a call, talks to me about my rights on this ticket. Is that pretty cool? It's amazing. And in some instances, they're even able to go to court with you, as you, or for you to negotiate a better deal. In this case, my attorney said, you will lose in this town. You got hooked up big time because this was a 3-point ticket that went to a 1-point ticket, and your fine went from this to this, so you thank your lucky stars and write the check. You know, like, that was what my attorney said. So, but isn't it cool to know that, right? Isn't it cool to know that? Amazing. So they'll help you with the moving traffic violations as well. All right, and then finally, let's talk about something people don't like talking about. What percentage of us, and be conservative, I don't like pie-in-the-sky stuff, but what percentage of us conservatively are going to die at some point? It's approximately, no pie in the sky, what? It's approximately about 100%. Some of us might slide through the curtains, but most of us are not going to get out of here alive. Why is it then, we know we're all going to die, and some of us in this room are older than others, why is it that most people don't have a will or a trust? They've not done any estate planning. Do they know why it is? Okay, it's awkward. It's cost. They don't like thinking about their mortality. It takes a lot of time. Absolutely. So Legal Shield is, again, simplified this as much as possible. You can literally, let me go back a slide, tap the button. Where is it? Right here. Easy to complete. Will. I can't make it highlight. There it is. And you can start putting your will together, answering the questions right in the mobile app, should you choose to. Submit it, goes to Legal Shield. Within a couple of weeks, you've got a will that will actually hold up in a court of law in the case that it's scrutinized. I've heard some horror stories of that you get at Office Depot, you know, off the shelf that you just fill in. All right, so wills, living wills, and healthcare power of attorney. If ever you are being questioned, detained, or arrested after hours and no drugs and alcohol involved on your part, wouldn't it be nice to have a button that you could push to have an attorney help you? A police officer wants to search your vehicle. I don't know if that's legal or not. I want to make sure my rights are protected. Push this little red button. Within a matter of seconds, you've got someone on the phone 24 hours a day. I don't care if it's Sunday on a Christmas Eve, 3 in the morning. You're going to have someone on the phone in a matter of seconds to help you with your legal crisis. Okay? So, yeah, I think that's cool. And I got to tell you guys, racial profiling is a massive issue in this country. Whether it touches you or not, it is still a massive issue. And we find that in many instances, the people that are using that emergency button are, again, in many instances, people who are concerned about the stress and strain between cops and community, right? And so maybe the police officer is a different race than the person in the vehicle, and they push the button just to make sure that no funny business goes down. It's pretty incredible. And by the way, if you have kids, teenagers particularly, that are out there driving or partying, college kids, they need to have this. Yes? Yeah. Make sure that your kids have 24-hour access to the family attorneys. All right, who's covered? The entire family's covered. We already talked about this. So what would you choose? I don't know where that number comes from, but let's just call it $300 an hour or about $1 a day. We're all smart people. We do $1 a day. Legal Shield's $1 a day. I don't want to spend a lot of time on identity theft. Is it a problem or an epidemic? It's an epidemic, so we've established that. People go, I don't shop on the internet. You don't understand identity theft. Really? I mean, how many of y'all heard people say that? Well, I don't shop online. Well, if you don't, I don't know where you shop, you know, because it's like they're dropping like, you know. Malls will be a thing of the past over the next 3 to 5 years. So, I'm cash only, you know. You don't understand identity theft. I don't have anything anyway. You don't understand identity theft. So we've established identity theft is an issue. We've also established that many people don't understand identity theft. They say ignorant things. And I'm not saying that to be disrespectful. Ignorant defined is you don't know. You just don't know, right? So we say things that we don't even know what we're talking about. So identity theft's a major issue. Here's I like your best answer to this question. How do you prove to the FBI that you are not you? You may have an intelligent answer to that question. You're being investigated by the Federal Bureau of Investigations, and they say, is this your name? Yes. Address? Yes. Phone number? Yes. Date of birth? Yes. 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 But I didn't do it. What did everybody in prison say? That's identity theft. That is the kind of identity theft that is not in the consciousness of the American people. There are so many areas of identity theft: tax returns, medical claims, Social Security claims, credit, driver's license, criminal, character. And this is our answer to that. It's our mobile app. So we've got the Legal Shield mobile app, and we've got ID Shield mobile app. And look how comprehensive that is. You've got your credit scores in there. You've got this blue button, which gives you unlimited access to identity theft experts during business hours. You've got this red button, unlimited access to identity theft experts after hours, 24/7. If you find out you've been hacked, that your life has been hacked at 3 in the morning, what time do you want to be on the phone with an expert? Right? 3:01 in the morning. And all of this is built into the membership. There's no charge for any of these services over and above the membership. So if we do round-the-clock watching of your information, if we see your unique identifiers out there, we'll notify you immediately via email and push notification on your phone. If it was you that created the alert, don't worry about it. If it wasn't you, what do you do? Anybody? You tap the app. If you see something on your life file, identity file, that should not be there, you push a button. Depending on the time of the day, after hours it's this button, during daytime hours it's that button, and now you can talk about anything you need to talk about, figure out what needs to happen, and if you've been hacked, they take it from there. And they will do whatever it takes for as long as it takes to put your life back together to pre-theft condition. And that is all built into the membership. Again, monitoring everything that is you. And I like to tell the stories. I don't know if Dave Hall's here, if he's out in the hall. Dave Hall's out in the hall. But this was an added feature a couple years ago, you know, this social media monitoring. And I was actually here doing this presentation, and Dave Hall took a picture of me and put it on Facebook and said, Chris Hughes talking about wealth or blah, 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 blah. I got a notification through ID Shield that said that someone was talking about me. And so I went online and I said, oh, it's just Dave Hall, you know, swipe left. So anyway, very cool, very comprehensive. And by the way, y'all heard of LifeLock? Let me tell you what they're excellent at. They're okay at identity theft protection. Not comprehensive identity theft protection, They're okay at just basic identity theft protection. What they're excellent at is marketing. They're really good at marketing, and they're really good at miseducating the American public about the realities of identity theft. Legal Shield is the most comprehensive product on the market today. All right, moving forward. Oh, and by the way, we back up all of our services on the ID Shield protection with a $5 million service guarantee. So in case that we're not able to do it. For everything we talked about, Legal Shield, ID Shield, $49 for a family, for an individual, it's $34. I want y'all to think about what you're spending $30 to $40 a month on that gives you this level of security, peace of mind, and protection. Think about it. How many of y'all know people that go to Starbucks? I was joking the other day. I found an all-you-can-eat soup and salad bar in Colorado for $3.99. Can you believe that? I mean, it was disgusting, and I walked out, but still. Still. And I was texting a friend of mine, and I told her it was $3.99 for a soup and salad bar. She said my coffee was more than that, right? She had just gone to Starbucks. Her coffee was more than that. People are spending $3, $4, $5 a day on coffee, and what we're talking about is, you know, $30 to $40 a month for an umbrella protection around you and your family. All right, finally, member perks. This is a discount program. We know you're doing business with these and hundreds of other companies buying their products and services. Before you shop, buy, travel, do anything, push this button, member perks. See if we're can negotiate a discount for you with any of these companies. We find that people that use this button before they make purchases are saving far, far, multiple times more on their Legal Shield membership than they're spending on their Legal Shield membership. Everybody with me? Because the discounts are so significant. And I'll just tell you one. I have one discount that is a monthly discount that I get on a service that I buy that's $40 a month. Right? So one discount is $40 a month, which basically pays for my Legal Shield membership. Just that one discount, not to mention all of the others. All right, so how do we make money? How do we make money? How does any company make money? Think about it. How does any company make money? Let's go back to Larry H. Miller. How does he make money with the cars? Customers. You have a product or a service, and you move it into the marketplace. That's how you make money. The way most companies work is they build a building or rent a building, and they supply the building, and they furnish the building, and they hire the people, and they train the people before ever a dollar is made. Isn't that incredible? I mean, like, my brothers are chiropractors. They've been chiropractors for years, but they just moved into a new building. And before they saw their first patient, they had to spend $60,000 and sign an 8-year lease before they saw their first patient. So you got to hope that your patients that were going to your old building show up at your new building, right? I mean, it's like, please, please make the trip. So we make money in any business by moving products and services in the marketplace. The challenge with traditional business, number one, it's very expensive, yes? Number two, it's very risky, yes? And number three, it's prohibitive because of those reasons to most people. Also, traditional business requires more than a full-time effort, which means that you have to quit your job. You got to stop doing everything you're doing so that you can now give a more than a full-time effort to this business that has a 90% failure rate. Scary. So our business is so much easier and so much more palatable for people because that big prohibitive amount to get started, it's not there. The time requirement that's so prohibitive, it's not there. All of that risk has been minimized. We do it through word-of-mouth marketing and team building. Here's what it looks like. Four ways to get paid. I'll show you the four ways to get paid. Everybody starts at the associate level. And we're using the $49.90. Now remember, we have plans for single people, yes? Yes? Okay, so this is for a couple or family. $49. You're going to get your own website through Legal Shield that they create, host, and maintain for you. It's free for the first month. It's $20 a month thereafter. But $49. The very next day, we get paid daily. Y'all say daily? We get paid every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. On a $49 transaction, the next day, you're getting paid how much money? $60. Is that good or is that good? good. After you've done as few as three of those and brought on a teammate with you to build the business with you, with as few as three people, now you're earning, on that same $49 transaction, you're earning $120. Everybody see that? Do y'all know people that work all day that don't make $120? There's a lot of people that work all day that don't make $120. We have people making $120 a day on a $49 transaction. After just a few more memberships, you can advance to the $150 level. Manager, a senior manager, $160. Director, $190. Senior director, $230. An executive director. Can you all imagine earning $280 on a $49 transaction? That's remarkable. And just to give you an idea, it took me 44 days, 45 days to get to this position. It took me a few months to become a manager. It took me 7 months to become a director. It took me 11 months to get to executive. Now, some people go way faster. Some people go, what, way slower. It's up to you. Is there anybody that's saying, oh, no, because you're this race, you can't become a manager? Is there anybody that says, oh, you dropped out of high school, you can't become a director? No. It's totally up to you. No politics in our computer system. When you submit the business, they're not asking about your race or your religion. Cool or cool? That's cool, right? No politics. So that's the first way we get paid. Everybody got it? You send in a membership, whatever level you are, that's the check that you get. Direct deposit into your bank account. Second way we get paid is overrides. Think about real estate. In real estate, you have brokers up here and you have agents. Who makes more money, the broker or the agent? The broker makes more money. Isn't it interesting they call them brokers? It should be richers, brokers, right? Because the richers make more money. It's broker, agent. Agent sells a house. Who gets paid? The agent and the broker. Is that legal? Of course. It's called business ownership. When I bought the first iPhone, I camped out in front of the Apple store. 2000, that's just the kind of guy I am. I was like third in line. I camped out all night to get the new iPhone. And when I bought that $1,000 supercomputer, was Steve Jobs in the house? No. Did he get paid? Yes. Is that legal? Of course. It's called business. So here we have, same thing, brokers and agents. So you can bring on as many agents in Legal Shield, we call them associates, but you can bring on as many agents as you want, and every time they sell a membership, they are going to get paid. Who else is getting paid? You're getting paid. And I will never forget the first time I got a $20 check. It wasn't a check, it was a deposit. But $20. I'm sitting in this disgusting house in the bad part of town in Fort Worth, Texas. I'm new in Legal Shield. I just woken up, and I don't know why, but I went into this mateship office that we had and got on my roommate's computer because I couldn't afford to have a computer. And I went to our website back in the day was pplsi.com, and I logged into that disgusting, ugly website that was all black. You know, it was like the weirdest website you've ever seen. And I logged in, and it said cash accrued. It was like this commission, basically. And there was a $20 sitting there. And I just thought, I didn't sell anything. So I called the 800 number. Called Legal Shield. I go, hey, my website says cash accrued $20. Could you tell me about that? Now keep in mind, I'm new. I don't know how all this works. And they said, well, let's look. And they said, oh yeah, someone on your team made a sale. And I said, who? Because I had like two people on my team, you know, so I needed to know which of the two. And they said, well, it looks like Dwayne Hamlin made a sale. And I said, Dwayne's upstairs. You know, he was my roommate. Like, he didn't say anything. And I'm like, Dwayne, yeah, I love you. You know, I was a 27-year-old man. That was the first time money showed up in my life, honestly, legally, and ethically, that I did not work for. You get that? And my mind started doing the math. Like, I'm not good with algebra, but I'm pretty good with basic math. And I was like, 20 times 2 is 40. I thought, what if I had two of those last night? Like, that's $40. What if that happened every night? That changed my life. And then I was like, wait a minute, 20 times 10. You know, we get paid daily. This is what I was thinking, like 20 times 10. But then it was like, now I'm outside the scope of reality, you know, because I'm like 10 memberships a day that I didn't sell. Yeah, right. And there have been days in my business now that my business has matured where on a day I'll have 100, 200, 300 sales go through on a day, right? On a day. And back then I was playing with a $20 number. Well, today the number is much larger. Because as you go up in the comp plan here, you're getting more money in your broker override here. So let me give you an example. You know, if you get to the executive position, you're no longer getting the 20. You're getting the 20 plus the 20 plus the 20 plus the 30 plus the 40 plus the 50 on every transaction that's done at that level. Everybody get that? So in other words, you recruit Joe. Joe goes out and sells a $49 plan to his mom. His mom is the real winner because she's 61 and has never had a will. So she gets the will now. She's protected. He gets paid $60. He's super happy. You got paid $180. Everybody see that? Isn't that weird? Some people go, well, I don't know. Sounds like a scam. You sound like a scam. You know? I mean, it's like you're sending $49 to the someone. Follow me, y'all. Someone else is sending $49 of someone else's money to Legal Shield. Legal Shield is paying 60 of that 49 to this person, and they're paying 180 to you. Who's trusting who? Right? Shouldn't we be shouldn't Legal Shield be researching us instead of us researching them? They're putting piles of money into our bank accounts. All right, anyway. So that's the second way that we get paid. The third way that we get paid is these bonuses. If you'll go out, remember I said it takes as few as three people. Watch this. Here's how it works. One, she buys the membership. You get paid how much money? You're brand new. $60. He buys the membership. How much you get paid? She buys the membership. How much you get paid? Well, she also wants to make money. She wants to work from home. So she joins your team. She's not just a member. She's an associate now. This is what we call three and one. Three members and one associate. As soon as you do that, you're going to advance to this level. Remember that? We talked about that earlier. If you'll do it in 20 days, the company will pay you an extra $180. So you're getting $180 for the three members. If you'll do it in 20 days instead of 21, you double your money. You double what you get paid. Everybody got that? Okay, moving forward. The power of leverage. Build a team of 30 associates. Let's just say those 30 associates are doing 5 sales a month times the $50 executive director override. This is just one of many examples. This is not a claim. $7,500 per month. That's if you've got a little team of associates. Are you limited to 30? Are they limited to 5? No. It's really, really incredible. All right. Residual income. Elvis Presley, is he alive or dead? We don't know, but let's assume Elvis has been dead since the 70s. Elvis made $50 million last year for the year in royalty income. That doesn't include any investments the family may have. $50 million in royalty income, residual income. What does that mean? It means he went into the studio and recorded Blue Suede Shoes one time. And ever since then, every time it streams, downloads, plays on the radio, is purchased, his estate gets a check. It's really amazing. I've had my car insurance, I just switched it recently to a different company. I saved 15% with Geico. But not really. I didn't. But I did switch. I was with Allstate for like 2 decades. They did that transaction with me one time, yes? Like they sold me once, and they got paid every month for 20 years. Isn't that a cool thing? I'll never forget the day. What we're talking about here is residual income. I'll never forget sitting in a seminar, and the speaker said this. How many of you know what residual income is? And almost all the hands went up. And then he said, how many of you have residual income coming into your household on a regular basis? And almost all the hands went down. And then he said, if you don't have residual income, you don't understand residual income. Because if you truly understood residual income, you would break a brick wall to get you some. Everybody get that? Like if you really understood it. Most people, this is how we operate. We're like rats in a wheel. We get in the wheel and we run. And at the end of the week or 2 weeks, we get a paycheck. And we just keep running. And at the end of the week or 2 weeks or the month, we get a paycheck. And we run until we're 65, which is when they've dictated that we can retire. Well, if you started to get a bunch of those little 20 or 40 or 60 or $180 bills, might you be able to get out of the rat race? Yes or no? Yeah, there's a better way. And this residual income is amazing. And I actually get residual income. If I don't get residual, like if there's not residual payments, I don't get involved. And I'm involved in several possibilities and businesses and affiliate programs and all, where I got checks coming in every single month from multiple companies. This is what allows us to be free and what allows us to do the things that we want to do. So with Legal Shield, every month a member pays, you're going to get paid once up front. That's a year advance commission. After that, you start getting paid month after month after month after month in a residual income, and you get it for life. Is there an investment to start a Legal Shield business? There's a $99 enrollment fee. I don't know that we can call this an investment, and here's what I mean. How many of you have spent $99 on a weekend that you cannot recollect? Anybody? You know, I mean, was that an investment? No, that wasn't an investment. That was a weekend of fun or whatever you did. I don't know that we can call this an investment. All this is for is to flip on your website, to give you access to all of our digital training materials, our mobile apps and everything. And again, if you want to keep the mobile app, the website and your marketing platform, it's only $20 a month after your first month. Performance Club, yeah, I think that's cool. We take 2 incentive trips per year. We've got other bonuses that I didn't talk about. But y'all, let me go back here for just a second. I'm going to wrap up. We take trips that the average American will never have. They will live their entire life into their 70s, 80s, or 90s, and they will never, the majority of Americans, will never go on a vacation like this. And these vacations are paid for by Legal Shield. And we do them twice a year, every year. And they've been doing this for almost 20 years. It's really, really special. It's been so fun for me to watch people to say, I have not been on a vacation in 17 years. And when we went before, it was at great sacrifice. And the job didn't pay us. We had to take time off of work and da-da-da-da-da. I cannot believe that Legal Shield is going to pay for this vacation. And the cool thing is one time I was on a Legal Shield vacation. While I was on a Legal Shield vacation incentive trip, Legal Shield paid me $6,000 while I was on the trip. So that's what you call a paid vacation. Pay for the vacation and pay you while you're on vacation. Use the tools and events to grow your business. These are a marketing platform. You put in your people's names and phone numbers and emails, and it will send them the information and notify you when they've watched the video. But I'm going to talk maybe a little bit about this in the training. I want to give you a caution. Websites don't build businesses. People build businesses. So I think people are putting too much emphasis on the technology. If you want to move your business slow, use technology. If you want to move your business fast, get together with other humans. That's a bonus tip. You don't even have to pay me for that, all right? Okay. Okay, proven track record. Over 400 six-figure earners, 6 or 7-figure earners. 230 people have been paid over $1 million in the company, most of whom have been paid multiple millions. Paid out $1 billion in commissions in the last decade. How often do we get paid? Every day. Do you know every day our company wires about $450,000? Into bank accounts like yours and mine, and they do it every day, Monday through Friday. $400,000 a night. And they're going to do it on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. You might as well get some, yes? I mean, the computer doesn't care who it pays. The membership gets submitted. You're going to get part of that $450,000. All right. We've got a few testimonials. Yes, in the room? Yes, okay. Those of you that have been invited to come forward, please make your way to the front of the room. And as they're coming forward, I just want to tell you a quick story. I was sitting right here in Dallas, Texas, at my first Legal Shield presentation. And one of my favorite parts of the presentation was this part. I loved seeing other people that were doing well. You guys, come on up, come on up, come on up. I love to hear the other stories, because here's what you'll find. Doctors and dropouts and everything in between are doing well in Legal Shield. And we've got new people and old people. And as they come forward, y'all, please give them a hand. Thank you very much.
Hi there. I'm Deanne DeBell, and I've always been in the legal industry, many years as a paralegal and then many years as a court reporter. So I saw people come into the courtroom trying to defend themselves without representation. They never won. So when my neighbor around the corner showed me the same information you saw today, I knew that everyone in America needs this membership. They just didn't know about it. So I was in. And over the course of time, building that residual income and the override income, we just went to Italy for 10 days plane. And while we were there for 10 days, Legal Shield paid me $9,000. So it works.
Now. Woo!
My name is George Wilkinson. My background is corporate America, where I had the corner office, the window, the alarm code, the keys, the expense account, the car I had arrived. I was also broke at a higher level. Matter of fact, they owned me. But it'll be 20 years next month that I started with Legal Shield. It gave me the opportunity to get my life back. My wife's been retired for 18 years. We had the time freedom, the income to be able to do what we want. And one of our latest goals is to make sure that we spoil our grandkids so much they love us more than their own parents. And I've got them almost all brainwashed. I absolutely love it.
Hi, my name is Deanne Foster, and my background is that I was a stay-at-home mom, and I homeschooled my children. And when my youngest finished her high school studies, I wanted to stay productive. So I thought it would be really fun to go get a job. So I did. I found a part-time job, and it was really super fun and exciting for about 2 weeks. And it was around that time that I saw this information. I saw an incredible vehicle to help my husband and me dust off some of those dreams that we had long since tucked away. You know, working the business that first month, just maybe an hour a day, I made about $1,000, and that is way better than a part-time job.
Good morning. My name is Dave Hall. My background is I don't have a high school diploma or a GED. I did manual labor jobs up until the age of 28 when I was introduced to Legal Shield, and we also started just part-time, 5-10 hours a week around a very busy schedule. But within a few months, it was paying me more than my full-time job. So we transitioned. We went full-time with Legal Shield. Our second year, we made a six-figure income with the company, and they give you a beautiful ring that makes it look like you won the Super Bowl when you make a six-figure income here. But I still have this ring, which means I don't see the money that comes from this ring over here. Fast forward 7 more years, we were inducted into the Millionaires Club. We'd made $1 million here with Legal Shield, and we did it with no boss, no commute, no employees, no inventory. And looking back at the last job that I had, it would have taken me 55 years to earn $1 million there, and I hated going to work there. I love being a stay-at-home dad.
It's awesome. I have a female friend who's a, is it deadlifting? Is that where you, you know? And when I watch these videos of her, like, I'm like, that would kill me. You know what I mean? Like, that would kill, like, I don't even know how she got that off the concrete. And she's doing this whole, and it seems like, it's like, how does that even happen? And sometimes when I hear these testimonials, I feel like that's us, you know, with not big muscles. You know, we watch these people deadlifting, you know, and it's like, how is that even possible? And business, success in business and in life and in anything, starts with that first little bitty weight, right? And so if there's anybody in the room that's like, what, you know, I make $9 an hour, and how's that even possible? Like, or I make $50,000 a year, and you know, and I'm 61. Like, how's that even possible? And it's possible because these people have been getting up and putting in the work every day, right? And they do it oftentimes in the quiet. They're not bragging. They're not making videos of themselves, you know, putting it on Instagram every day. They're just doing the deal. And so that's what I want you to know. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in the training. But if you're willing to put in the work, if you're willing to, you know, pick up the small weight initially and endure the snickering of your friends while you play with the little bitty weight, over time, your muscles begin to grow and your capacities increase and you're able to do things that previously seemed impossible. And again, we'll talk more about that as we begin the training. So we're going to take about what, Dave, about a 10-minute break or so. We'll take a 10-minute break. This time is for our guests. If you have any additional questions before you get started, we're happy to help you get started. We do invite our guests. Dave, I'm not sure if you're doing this, but are you okay if the guests stay with us? Okay. So we want to invite our guests, whether you start with us or not, we want to invite you to stay with us and take this training, because I will make you this promise, that the training that I'll deliver today, should you build Legal Shield, will help you with Legal Shield. And should you not build Legal Shield, we'll help you with your life. I promise you that. So we'll take a 10-minute break, and then we'll come back. We've got a little bit of announcements, some super exciting stuff from the home office, and then I'll come back up and share that training with you. So give yourself a hand for being here, everybody. We're back in 10 minutes. Stuck to my tongue, way down with words too overdramatic. Tonight is a catch, it much worse. Worse no one should ever feel like.